sermon. So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the 100th division of Psalm. Amen. We do thank God for my wife. Blessing and allowing her to see her young birthday. Just thank God. Today, we're living in a very dangerous and precarious time spiritually. Today is that day. Paul tells Timothy, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And the number one challenge to you pleasing God is that the Bible said, men shall be lovers of them. Men shall be lovers of their own self more than lovers of. If ever there was a time when people love themselves, this is the time. Amen. All you have to do is just look at the news. And you know, people love themselves. Isaiah in the 4th chapter talks about this time. If I were to have a message that ate my message, my message would be my thing. Right? Because that's the problem with the world today, is my thing. Amen. Isaiah, the 4th chapter and the first verse say, in that day, 7 women shall take hold of one man, that day. What day is that? That's today. 7 is always symbolic of the church. Until the 7 churches of Asia, right? These things fall. So 7 references the church, amen? Say, 7 women are going to take hold to one man. Say, let us wear our own. It's our thing, my thing. Let us wear our own apparel. Let us eat our own bread. Let us be called by thy name to take away my reproach. So it's all about my thing. We're living in a time when people are so focused on themselves that they can't even see God. And God can be right in the mess. That's why I'm so glad I know that he's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's light. We need to get out of blinding. How many of you know yourself can blind you? Yeah. Right? I just want self like right now. Say, I wish that Pastor Curry would get out of here. That's self. If that's any of you. Right? That's self. Self always gets in the way of you hearing God. And then when you don't hear God, you act like the problem with everybody else. The Bible says, who will have an ear to hear what the Spirit says in the church? Psalms 100. This psalm is our life in its totality. This psalm represents our whole life in its totality. Verse 1 reads, a psalm of praise. Now, in our Bibles, we like to separate that as though that's a different part. But in the Hebrew Bible, that is part of the psalms. Right? In the Hebrew Bible, because they understood what praise do, and we'll go over that in a minute. So the Hebrew Bible does not separate this as a separate or put brackets or parentheses around it, make it different. And some Bibles in small print, they keep it all as part of the psalm. Say a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, is who? God, it is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are, you might not realize it, but you are his people, and you are the sheep of his pasture. Enter. Lord, thank you. Thank you. The Bible said God is light. And the scripture said Jesus is the light of the world. So when you're in Jesus, you're not in darkness. But I just want to go back to this song, and because we are, I'm going to abbreviate this. Amen. But let's go back to Psalm 100. A song of praise. Now this praise is the Hebrew word kowdah, P-O-W-D-A-H. And this word really means a song of thanksgiving. Amen. You know, sometimes a lot of us, how many of us like Thanksgiving? We get all that good food.
Serve the Lord with what?
sports. Oh, we don't want to wash dishes no more. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about people.
I just want